Our first presentation will feature Paula Cordero. Paula is a radio scientist and digital media designer and also a very enthusiastic and professional advocate for the radio industry. A consultant and author, Paula works with media companies to improve their digital presence. Here to present her recent study called App Mania and then to host a panel discussion on mobile is Paula Cordero.
Hello, everybody. Is this working? Hello? Okay. I'll just raise my voice. Thank you so much. I'm really, really thrilled to be here. Is the mic working or not? Are you guys listening?
Yeah, we can hear you.
You can hear me? Okay, great. So I'm here to introduce the panel, Mobile is the New Black, and I'm very, very pleased to introduce you to our speakers in this panel. First, I would like to introduce you to Tony Murray. He's the creativity and digital innovation passionate, but he's also content director at Absolute Radio. Former professional of a potential radio competitor, Adrian McDonald is currently the director for international business development and strategy at Whitespace, a Sweden-based mobile advertising expert company. Also from Sweden, Simon Gooch is the Nordic manager at RadioPlay, the digital platform for the largest commercial radio group in the Nordic countries, SBS. And please do not confuse SBS by any Spanish broadcaster or SBS in Australia. He really hates that. So RadioPlay allows you to find any SBS radio station from the Nordic countries. Last but not least, someone coming from the engineering side, Shankar Membat, sorry if I misspelled your name, Shankar, founder and CEO of Edgejet, who decided one day to make a move after listening to rubbish ads on radio on his mobile. So he created a technology that would allow to monetize targeted mobile audio advertising, which is Edgejet. In this session, we will be discussing enormously popular smartphones and apps and the future and also digital strategies and mobile tactics and so on. And about that, I have some things I would like to say to introduce our session. First of all, I didn't introduce myself, though Jennifer did, but I would like to say that, hello, I'm Paula and I'm an app addict. And I'm not alone, so I invite you to watch this. As you could see, all these people are addicted to apps and none to a radio app. We'll find out why today, but first let me tell you how it all started. Actually, it started with radio. First, there was radio and not much more than just radio. Of course, that I could listen to my own songs, I could record my songs, I could share them with my friends, and more recently, I could add as many songs as I wanted to my MP3 player. But I never, never really left radio by the side. I remember particularly recording some embarrassing mixtapes. I'm sure you all did. But the times have changed, and the times have changed a lot. And the reason is very, very simple. It's the USB. If there's anything to blame, blame it on the USB connector. USB allowed me so much variety. I imagine that this is one of the reasons why some people kind of forgot radio. But the issue for me, it's not the device, nor the easiness of plug and play. It's all about music, it's all about choice, it's all about variety, and of course, it's all about conversations. In fact, Technology has disrupted practices and old routines. Creation today is different. Production, it's easier. Distribution has no barriers, and people just love that. In my recent research, I found that there are three reasons why people love an app. And this is the third time I'm repeating these sentences. People love apps because apps help them with their daily routines, help people to have something to do when there's nothing to do, and help people to frame their social identity. As for youth, youth are into apps, totally into apps, most of all because they are totally into their device, their smartphones. They can't live without their smartphones, and they check it whenever they can, meaning more than 50 times a day. And they are using several apps at the same time for different purposes. So I started wondering why. Why is this happening to radio, and why are apps so addictive? In theory, apps in general are providing what radio has been doing for the last, let's say, 60 years. But like broadcasters reacted in the late 60s against TV competition, and they did it pretty well, they changed the business, I wonder if broadcasters today are reacting as fast and strategically as before. So to sum up, this is what people really expect from an app. They want it to be helpful, they want it to be entertaining, and they want the app to be a sort of a company. Sorry to say, guys, but radio broadcasters might be like the Chihuahua at this time. And this is where, in my point of view, I see some radio stations and most of all some radio station apps among the competition. By the way, can you really define your competition today? It's not exactly the radio station next door, is it? Yeah, right. I should say that these three giants are your real competition. Facebook, Google, and Apple. And, well, okay, not anymore Microsoft, because Adrian came to our side, so let's just focus on Facebook, Google, and Apple. Behaviors have changed. People have changed. I still keep my old Walkman, but I'm not an example. And this is another example I want to show you. People totally behave differently. This girl was at Rock in Rio while Linkin Park was playing. She's around 15 years old, and I can tell you, me in my late 30s, I was a little bit more excited than she was. So, apps must be user-oriented, must allow social interaction, and be based on listener decisions, but also must be visual attractive, must drive conversations, gather listeners, have them on your app. Don't throw them away to Facebook, to Instagram, to Twitter, to YouTube, or whatsoever. Bring the social networks to your app and have the conversations on your app. Have people talking about your brand on social media, but talking about you. That's the most important thing of all. Radio used to be the always there medium, available anytime, anywhere. Today, everything from media content to branded content to user-generated content is also available at the tip of your finger on your smartphone. How can radio thrive in this context? This is what we are going to find out today. And I believe that as Sam Cooke in the late 60s was singing, it's been a long, long time coming.